USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The Vatican says former Pope Benedict XVI's remains will be on display in St. Peter's Basilica starting Monday, following his death today at the age of 95. Benedict became leader of the Catholic Church in 2005 after the death of Pope John Paul II. Although the Catholic Church was rocked by one of the biggest scandals in decades during his papacy, those being the allegations of sexual abuse by priests, Benedict is credited with strengthening the Church's core beliefs and encouraging unity among Christians.
The divisions which exist among Christians are a scandal to the world and an obstacle to the proclamation of the gospel.
His funeral is Thursday in St. Peter's Square. Meanwhile, people all across the nation are reacting to the death of Emmy Award-winning journalist Barbara Walters.
One of the first to speak out, Disney CEO Bob Iger, who called Walters a, quote, true legend. Several ABC correspondents have spoken out about her passing, including ABC World News Tonight anchor David Muir and national affairs correspondent Deborah Roberts, who called Walters a, quote, trailblazer and barrier breaker. Walters, a former ABC Evening News host in the 70s. Even NBA great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar chimed in, thanking Walters for caring about the truth. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The mystery appears to have been solved on who was involved in the killings of four Idaho college students. Here's Dave Collins.
Police confirm an arrest has been made. The suspect allegedly killed four Idaho college students. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry.
Detectives arrested 28-year-old Brian Christopher Kohlberger in Albrightsville, Pennsylvania.
The suspect is awaiting extradition on Tuesday, where he'll face numerous charges.
Charging the defendant, Mr. Kohlberger, with four counts of first-degree murder, in addition to felony burglary, which involves entering the residence with the intent to commit the crime of murder.
That's Prosecutor Bill Thompson.
This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs, and then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf, and then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
USA News. 2022.
The most dramatic sports story this year came not on the field or the court, but on the other side of the world. WNBA star Brittany Griner spent 9 months in Russian custody after authorities found an empty cannabis vape pen in her luggage. After a prisoner swap, President Biden announced,
"She's safe. She's on a plane. She's on her way home."
After a car crash that nearly took his life, much less his career, Tiger Woods returned to the links. Meanwhile,
Live Golf is still golf, but much louder.
The Live Golf Tour, backed by Saudi Arabia, picked off many of the world's top players and inspired feuds and lawsuits. The football champions, Georgia and the LA Rams. Basketball, the Warriors, the Aces, the South Carolina women, and the Kansas men. Argentina in the World Cup, Avalanche in hockey, and the Astros in baseball, led by Dusty Baker, at 73, now the oldest manager or head coach to win a major title. Vin Scully, who called Dodgers games for 67 seasons, died. Also leaving us, NBA legend Bill Russell, college football coach Mike Leach, Steelers great Franco Harris, and baseball stolen base king Maury Wills. 2022 in review. I'm Richard Johnson.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar, you're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.